Thank you, Chair. This is a statement on behalf of SEAL, but also co-sponsored by Earth Justice, SSCRNet, the Feminists for the Binding Treaty, FIAN, PBI, FADH, and Christian Aid. The triple planetary crisis, climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss is undeniable. It affects a wide range of human rights of peoples, individuals, and communities, including the right to life, health, food, adequate standard of living, and the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. Damages and losses include different cases, such as the suffering of fisherwomen in Honduras who are losing their livelihoods due to climate change, the intoxication, sickness, and death of rural workers poisoned by highly hazardous pesticides in diverse countries, the destruction of biodiversity by the agro-industrial food systems violates food sovereignty and the right to food and causes zoonotic processes at the root of pandemics as COVID-19 and displacements and migration. Environmental harm also has been documented by a growing body of jurisprudence and findings by human rights institutions at national, regional, and international levels. In parallel to that, there is clear evidence of the role that corporate actors, especially transnational corporations and financial institutions, play in fueling the environmental crisis. We can here recall the landmark finding of the inquiry of the Philippines Commission on Human Rights into carbon majors' contribution to climate change and related human rights harms. Chair, the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment has been formally recognized by the United Nations in 2021 and 2022 through resolutions by respectively the Human Rights Councils and the General Assembly. The right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment was explicitly mentioned in several negotiated outcomes adopted by consensus by all UN member states. These resolutions are the outcome of a long history of legislative efforts linking human rights with environmental protection, which began with the UN Declaration on Environment in 1972. Since then, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Clean, Healthy and Sustainable Environment, human rights treaty bodies, and the treaty bodies recognized a healthy environment as a core component of the right of everyone to the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health, including in the context of Article 12 of the ICESCR. At the regional level, the right to a healthy environment is enshrined in the San Salvador Protocol to the American Convention of Human Rights, the African Charter, and the Arab Charter on Human Rights. This right is legally protected in the national constitutions and legal frameworks of over 160 states. National courts, notably in their jurisprudence, have further specified the scope and the right, and now interacts with other internationally recognized human rights. And the recently adopted EU Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive specifically mentions the importance of corporate actors of respecting the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. Fundamental human rights and the environment are intrinsically intertwined, as nature and human beings are. The dichotomy that some states and corporations suggest, or the argument of the lack of clarity, must be rejected. For instance, the right to free, prior, and informed consent is essential for effective environmental protection. Environmental degradation and destruction, including when driven by corporate activities, have profound and at times irreversible impacts on human rights. The recognition of the right to a healthy environment simply reflects this reality and must be translated in this legally binding instrument. As evidence on the role of women in protecting the environment, advancing environmental rights is also essential to advance gender justice. It is also key for the protection of human rights and of future generations, and in the context of intergenerational justice. Thank you, Mr. Chair.